It's Lisa and Pete, and this is the catch-up.
We challenged each other to a horse racing joke-off with a Melbourne Cup edition of our game. Go ahead, make me laugh. Justin Hamilton reviewed the new TV show Family Food Fight.
And on the day of the race that stopped the nation, we asked for the call that stopped the nation. Our station, that's what I'm talking about. Calls that blew our minds so much, they stopped us in our tracks here. The amazing tales of life being saved on the freeway, a lost loaded ticket, an incredible outcome. Plus a story from Nathan in Belmont about his shoes with a twist at the end that will leave you wondering what you've just heard.
Lisa and Pete always put a bit of spring in your afternoon. Put some spring in your home with ABC Blinds Style Up for Spring Sale. On now.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Go ahead, make me laugh.
Yep.
It's a new game we like to play on the Lisa and Pete Show. You can see this online now at the Mix Facebook page and at mix.com.au. The video is there. But it's a game there where it's basically we tell a joke one for one.
To each other.
To try and make each other laugh.
In close confines.
Right? Very, very close confines. Mm-hmm. Like right up in each other's faces.
Like I'm looking at you. Yeah, so I'm doing that thing with my two fingers, my eyes and then his.
Yeah, gotcha. And it's the first to three laughs is the one that is out.
Yeah.
Okay, it's as simple as that. Now, in this, we've done our Melbourne Cup edition of go ahead, make me laugh. Very nicely done. You already got me on one. Every time you hear the laugh, you'll hear the buzzer, okay? Three buzzers, you're out. All right, we'll find out the winner in a couple of minutes. But as I mentioned, the video's online at mix.com.au. But now, go ahead, make me laugh, the Melbourne Cup edition on Lisa and Pete.
Welcome to another edition of Lisa and Pete's Go Ahead, Make Me Laugh. Today's category, the Melbourne Cup.
What's a horse's favourite sport?
What?
Stable tennis.
Which side of a horse has more hair?
Which side?
The outside.
What did the horse say when it fell?
What?
I've fallen and I can't giddy up. I made myself laugh.
That's the equivalent of an own goal. How long should a horse's legs be?
How long?
Long enough to touch the ground.
What goes clip, clop, bang? Clip,
what?
Clop, bang.
What?
An Amish drive-by.
God, that one is good. When do vampires like horse racing?
When?
When it's neck and neck.
What sickness do horses hate the most?
What?
Hay fever.
Why do cowboys ride horses?
Why?
Because they're too heavy to carry.
Where do horses go when they're sick?
Where?
The hospital.
What do you call a horse that lives next door?
I don't know.
A neighbour.
What's the hardest thing about learning to ride a horse?
What?
The ground.
What do you give a sick horse?
What?
Cough stirrup.
What do you call an Amish guy with his hand in a horse?
What?
Mechanic.
And there we have it. Lisa with the win. Stay tuned for more episodes of Lisa and Pete's Go Ahead, Make Me Laugh.
Mix 94.5. It's Lisa and Pete. We're made in Perth. Right now, though, on the day of the race that stops the nation, we're asking on 1333 53, we're after the calls that stopped a station.
Yes.
Tell us your stories that make us go,
whoa. Big fella.
Keith in Paldivis, hey, mate.
Hey, Keith.
How you doing, guys?
Good. All right, go for it.
Well, I was cruising home yesterday from work on the freeway.
Yeah.
And I noticed this, the back wheel on this girl's car in front of me was shaking quite violently.
Oh.
So I gave her a flash and I pulled up beside her and told her it looked like her wheel's about to fall off.
Wait, with your lights or?
Yes, obviously.
Yeah, okay. I flashed it with your lights, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not a policeman undercover. It's
okay. Or a pervert.
she pulled over and I gave her the hand to change her wheel. She'd lost three wheel nuts off the one
jeez.
Hub.
Jeez.
on a four-wheel nut car.
Oh, she was one nut away from possible death.
Wow.
You saved her life, Keith. You're a legend.
Well, I'm a tyre fitter by trade, so I watch that kind of thing every day anyway.
Yeah, so. Right, okay.
Wow.
Unreal. So was it just a handy thank you?
It was a thank you very much and a very furious phone call to the tyre depot that just changed their wheels about an hour or so before.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, well done to you, sir.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks, Keith.
Thanks, Keith. That definitely made us go, whoa.
We've got Dan in Greenwood. All right, tell us your story, mate. The call that's going to stop our station.
Okay, so my fishing buddy lost his winning lotto ticket.
That sucks.
Might have helped him out, though. I was working up in Carnarvon about 6 years ago. A few of my mates went on a fishing trip on a sort of a week off.
Yeah.
And he usually buy a lotto ticket just on a whim. And so on this Wednesday before we left, he bought one, but he never really thought much about it. So he got back to Perth on the Monday afternoon. His missus said, oh, did you find the person who won the lotto ticket up there? And he had no idea what we talked about because he didn't see any TV, had no newspapers. But he remembered he bought the ticket, but he didn't say anything to the missus. So he tried to call me up, but I'd gone back on the boat, and I was out of range for a few more days.
Yeah.
By the time I got back in range, I'd had about 8 missed calls, and I thought, what the heck's going on here? Mm. He said, look, I had this in a little knapsack. Can you find it? Managed to look around a few hidey holes on the boat, managed to find it, which was good news. So went into the lotto agent and said, can you check this ticket for a mate of mine?
Yeah.
And the woman behind the counter had his biggest grin and said, this is the winning ticket.
Oh.
And said, yeah, but it's not mine. It's a friend of mine. And said, well, you better get that SOB on the phone because he's won a bucket load of money.
Oh, wow.
So he's over the moon and managed to get a little cut from it because I managed to save
I should think so.
Without telling us the exact figure, can you give us a ballpark?
It's a bit over a mil. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's decent seven figures.
You are the best and most honest friend in the world.
Yeah, look, he's given me a few drinks on the way over the last few years just to help
out. Mate, I would have wanted to buy you a boat for your next fishing trip for that. Jeez.
Good one, Dan. That stopped the station.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
See ya. Right,
we got Nathan in Belmont.
Beautiful story. I love that.
Yeah, magnificent. With a story about today. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Hey, how you going, Lise, Pete? I'm going to warn you guys because your jaws might actually hit the ground.
All right, I got a hold of mine. All right.
I'm getting a pillow. Hang on.
All right. So it's not. It won't just stop the station. It'll maybe cause you some jaw damage. But so Ascot today, right? Now, I'll go let you in on a little secret because we call today pre-Christmas, me and my mates.
Yes.
Because you know what it's like when you got family. December sort of becomes a hectic time of the year. So all the blokes thought, you know what? Every year we'll go to Ascot. And
this is your day.
It's
boys' day.
Yep, got it.
No. Pre-Christmas.
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 Now, this year, right, so last we went, and it's always a ripper day. Today was, also a ripper. But last year, I don't know if you guys remember last year, but we tipped a couple in, fair few, and got a little bit rowdy, and for some reason we just started taking shoes off and running around and pegging at each other.
Right.
Well, that's a
pre-Christmas ritual.
Yeah, it's tradition.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately for me, I lost my RM Williams. And as you can imagine, I was madder than a hornet. So I was just this is ridiculous. Yeah. So anyway, things like that, as you know, the boys do stupid things. So we all forgot about it, blah, blah. This time around, we thought it would be a little bit more sensible, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
But it was a scorcher of a day today, as you know, 35 degrees. And when you're walking around Ascot in a bag of fruit, it's not fun at all. So we thought, tell you what, we'll go find somewhere to sit down, find a bit of shade, blah, blah, blah. Went and sat down. My mate Willow goes, Nate, you will not believe this. Look over there. He's gone and pointed over near a bin and fair dinkum. Guess what is near that bin?
Your RM Williams.
Get stuffed.
No. It wasn't RM Williams. It was someone else. It was someone else's pair of shoes. So we were thinking, maybe that's maybe someone else has got our tradition and that's a shoe flinging area.
Man, this story sucks. I don't know what happened. I don't know what.
I'm quite enjoying it.
I was expecting you to tell us you found the shoes. 12 months later, you found the shoe. You did was find somebody else threw some shoes. You could have saved us 2.5 minutes by just telling us that somebody else threw some shoes today. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe they'll call and say the same story, but with
next year. Nathan, I think the best part about this is you guys had a good day.
Oh, it was a riffer.
And now you're on your way home safe. Yep. Okay. Merry Christmas, Nathan.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate. What a bloody superstar. What?
I thought he was going to find the Aaron Williams. I thought, God, that's clean as that's got a crap.
Oh, we got to do that once a week. That was gold. Lisa and Pete, what a ripper.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talkin' Telly, this is Justin Hamilton, Talkin' Telly.
What have you been watching, Justin?
Well, it's another week, so it must be another food-based show and family food fight.
The Shurukes.
Oh, man. Well, we'll get to the Shurukes, but... When you start watching this show, it's almost like you're playing reality TV bingo. It's first you're presented with the somber music and a voiceover that uses terms like tensions are high, and then you're told thrills and spills, and then you hear one of these families are fighting for their survival, which implies they're going to execute the losing family before the reassuring sentence of, and what that means is one of the families are going home. It's like, oh, thank God for that. I thought this was getting really serious. This is turning into the Hunger Games, right? Meanwhile, we're presented with four judges who collectively look like an 80s pop band that had two number one singles, another top 10 hit, and are now in the country doing a live tour with Kids in the Kitchen, The Knack, and special guest Paul Young. In their defence, the judges are given the unenviable job of giving us a running commentary on the families preparing the meals, and to be honest, there isn't much to say. So as an example, when one judge points out that a family who's down by 2 points, what they're going to have to do is make up those 2 points if they have any chance of winning, it's difficult to be sitting at home and not look at the screen and go, N-n-n-n-n. So that's maths. And I might not be into maths, but I understand. You know, I'm very good at maths with two things. One is arithmetic, basic arithmetic, and the other is knowing which numbers spell out boobless on a calculator. They are my two scores, right? 531808, by the way. See? A man after my own heart.
Oh, sorry,
and calculator.
That's boobies.
Oh, hang yeah. on.
Oh, right. Either way, it's there, right? So it's easy to sit back and be cynical. Especially with a title like Family Food Fight, I just started having flashbacks to Christmas and thinking, oh, no, I'm going to see my uncle again. But it's actually, I have to be honest, this show completely won me over because the diversity that you see on the screen and the broad range of backgrounds that remind us that one of the strengths of Australia is our diversity, it's really reassuring. And I've always looked at how food is presented in a bain-marie where you have dim sims along lasagna, alongside falafels, alongside fish and chips, and thought, wow, if that food can get along like that, why can't the UN get along like that? And seeing the Nguyen family competing against the Shahrukh sisters was a thing of beauty, as both families cooked, bringing their culture to their dishes, and they were also admiring what was going on in the other kitchen. And at the end of each round, both families would hug one another. And I just really enjoyed this because there's a subtle but powerful image for Australia to have on free-to-air yeah. television.
It's all about breaking bread and, you know, yeah. that's what they're doing.
And so someone needs to give the Shahrukh sisters their own show. Like, their food is delicious, but they're hilarious. Like, their unbridled joy at having to cook a barbecue, or they were pulling pranks on one another, I'd give them their own TV show. Yeah. I would tune in each week. To be honest, I may have been cynical when the show began, and I guess everything around it treads a very familiar path, even down to the music when you need to know that a whimsical moment's going to happen. It's still that bloom, 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 bloom in the background. But the cast made all the difference for me, and I just... It won me over. Family Food Fight, Channel 9, Sunday, 7 p.m., Monday to Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Two thumbs covered in sauces waiting for you to lick them. Sorry.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete always put a bit of spring in your afternoon. Put some spring in your home with ABC Blinds. Style up for spring sale. On now.